This is JIS News. Coming up, government targets 2% growth in economy for 2015. Work completed on Ebola Treatment Center in Kingston, and National Security Minister commends Jamaica Defence Force. The news in detail after this message.
Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling our toll-free line 1-888-991-2752 or vote online at www.cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities.
It's time to vote, time to give the winners recognition. The public sector customer service competition is here.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The government is targeting economic growth of 2% for the 2015-2016 financial year. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the government is committed to building on the gains made during 2014, which will put the economy on a firm trajectory to meet its overall economic goals.
We will continue our economic reform program with a focus on creating a more robust environment for business expansion, job creation, and high levels of economic growth. With the recovery in agriculture and low fuel prices, growth is projected at around 2.1% for the financial year.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller notes that special attention will be given to raising investor confidence, lowering inflation, and increasing employment opportunities for Jamaicans. And the Prime Minister has reiterated the government's commitment to preserving and strengthening programs to protect the less fortunate. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says several strides were made in this regard in 2014 through initiatives such as the Expanded Path Program, Poverty Reduction Program, Rural Economic Development Initiative, and the Economic Housing Program. The Prime Minister further notes that many Jamaicans were proud to have received land titles under the various programs designed to regularize land tenure.
Between January 2012 and December 2014, 1,070 property owners across all 14 parishes received land titles through the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing. There are some 40,000 additional titles now at various stages of being processed by the ministry. I have given instructions for this to be fast-tracked in 2015 so that more property owners can get legal proof of ownership.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was delivering her message to mark the start of the year, Thursday, January 1. Work has been completed on one of two Ebola treatment centers. The facility, located at the National Chest Hospital in Barbican, St. Andrew, is now equipped to deal with the treatment of suspected cases of the Ebola virus disease. The other treatment center, located in Montego Bay, should be completed within the next 3 weeks. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marion Bullock-Ducasse has reiterated that all 25 hospitals have identified isolation rooms from which patients would be sent to the main center in Kingston. The Acting Chief Medical Officer says health workers continue to receive intensive training on the management of suspected cases of Ebola, among other topics. And National Security Minister Peter Bunting has commended the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, for its role in joint operations with the police in reducing crime to double digits in 2014. The joint effort involved delivering critical operational capabilities that included helicopter support for surveillance and the operational movement of personnel, military intelligence, planning as well as command and control systems, information management, and surge operations island-wide. Surge operations began in November 2014, and the measure was aimed at keeping Jamaicans safe during the festive season. It involved JDF helicopters flying for more than 72 hours. Minister Bunting notes that the joint operations contributed to a 49% drop in murders, shootings, and robberies when compared to the corresponding period in 2013. Jamaica achieved a 16% reduction in serious and violent crimes in 2014, recording the lowest murder total in more than a decade. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.